Hello, welcome back. How's everyone doing? Good? Stretch? Stretch break? I'm not one of those like calm, soothing people who could lead you through yoga, so stretch on your own. Drink water though, it's important. No matter where in the world you are, what time of day it is, get yourself some water, regroup, pace yourself, right? This is a haul, 48 hours is no joke. So I'd like to take a moment and comment on Seth's interview. He needed to be talked off the ledge of C++. Really? Are you serious, Seth? Seth, seriously? He ran because he knew that we were going to have a full-on fight about this. C++ is the language of operating systems and goodness all over the world. Just saying. All right, so rather than me talk about C++ by myself for 15 minutes, I would love to bring up Beth Pan from the Graph team, who is going to share with us a whole bunch of tips and tricks she's got to help all of you. Beth, you're here. You're here.
Hi. Oh,
I love that background, my God. Yeah, that is cool.
I was gonna use my the team's background, but I was told that I have to show up my house. So no. Here you go. There's I love bacon.
She loves bacon. Okay, awesome. So first, tell us a little bit about you, so the Build audience can get to know you a little bit.
Yeah, of course. My name is Beth. I work for the we call it the PAX team, which is part of Device and Experiences. Mm-hmm. Now including Windows now and other devices as well. Mm-hmm. So what we do is my team specifically cares about the developer ecosystem and what our developer asks us to do. Mm-hmm. So Microsoft Graph Toolkit kind of came out of the community request of, hey, there's a lot of trouble connecting to the graph because there's so many different auth flows, and we wanted an easier way to wrap these components into, you know, more of a reusable way. And that's part of the reason that Nicola, who I saw was on the show like about an hour ago, spearheaded the project. I've only joined 5-6 months ago, and I've helped. Specifically focusing on, you know, developer satisfaction and help drive more of the tooling adoptions in the community.
That is so cool. So let's real talk for a second before we get into the Graph Toolkit. You joined 5-6 months ago, and then immediately you went home. And you've been staying there since. Right? So you moved, as in did you move to Seattle?
No, I've actually been at Microsoft for a couple years now.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah, this is my second or third team.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not new to Microsoft.
Definitely the most fun one.
Okay. You joined PAX 3 months ago. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. I was about to feel so bad for you. I mean, I still do. But, you know, if you joined Microsoft new in like January and suddenly in March, it's like, hey, you know that new team you joined you like working with? We're going to be social distancing for the next 20. Okay. Cool. Awesome. So what is your favorite thing about the PAX team? You said, first, what does PAX stand for? Tell the audience a little bit about that.
It stands for Partner Analytics and Essential Experiences.
Okay.
So there are a lot of sub teams in it. We work with a lot of Microsoft partners to help unblock, you know, third party type of engineering problems, and kind of give that feedback to the team that originated these products or services, such as Microsoft Graph was one of them.
Right.
So funny that you asked. Some of the If you guys saw the keynote from yesterday, like Duga and some of the other videos that was shown in Satya's keynote was actually PAX's partner that we helped. It's funny to see it on video that you're like, oh, I worked with this guy like a month ago. And we were talking about they were using the Graph Toolkit. And if you look at the video, there was actually a lot of toolkit components in Satya keynote as well. So that was awesome.
That is so cool. So which part of the Satya keynote had toolkit components? Now I just want to know.
Yeah, it was the Vegas video. I don't know if you remember. They were helping the education world with connecting their students online. I remember working with them I think it was adding, like pulling people's profile cards from their organization. And then we essentially introduced the auth component to them. So they've wrapped up their authentication in like connecting with the graph as well that way.
That is so cool. Awesome. It must be so fun to see the work that you co-create with these folks show up on a big screen, an important big, big stage.
For sure.
Yeah. That's cool. Awesome. So you work on a graph toolkit playground thing.
Yes, right? I've got so many demos.
She has so many demos. Okay, all right, let's see it. MJT.dev, right? Is that
MJT.dev, yeah.
All right, tell us all about MJT. First, what is it? And then second, tell us all the things.
When I first joined the team, it was very funny. Shen and Nicola, Shen is my manager.
Yes.
Both of them were like, hey, here's the thing. We have all these fancy components that we wanted people to see, mm-hmm. but they have to, you know, apply for a developer sandbox to connect to the data, and then they have to, you know, actually connect to the JSON, the JS file, and then edit a component to their front end and mess with their own data in order to see anything happen. How do we help solve this problem?
Mm-hmm.
So here we are.
Yeah, here you are.
Here's the playground.
This is the playground. Okay, this is cool. Nicola did not tell me about this, which is good because now you get to show it to the audience. All right.
It's on mgt.dev. Very easy to remember.
Everyone write that down. Mgt.dev. Write it down.
Microsoft Graph Toolkit.
Yes.
Here you can see all the components that's available from, you know, we showed off the MGT login component, the agenda component, component this morning in the 3-hour coding session for to build a Teams app.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find something like People Picker where you can find and pick people in your organization in order to complete some sort of, you know, adding them to a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You can use the MGT person component where you see someone's picture, their name, their email information. There's also person card include a lot more details in here. And I can also quickly show you something like the program playground provide people that is very easy to use is this code editing section. So you can see in real time as you're making changes to your components, what's going to happen there. So for example, if I wanted to add someone else's name to here to test if how People Query works, I'm just going to pull up my clipboard real quick and then change person query from me to someone else's name.
Yeah.
This in turn will show me Isaiah Langer's profile card instead. So very quickly, just from changing the name of a attribute in this component, that you can see someone else's card and their information. Another thing that you could do is if I change this to, you know, I just want to give this component an ID and say ID equals full. And then I'm going to go to the JSON file and say, you know, component equals document dot get element by ID and passing the ID that I just gave in. And then I can here ask the component to get to change all the information right here by supplying person details. Details and then just be disappointing. Put in a quote. No, that didn't work. Here, let me just copy it real quick.
Oh, yeah. No, that's.
Oh, because I didn't put the component ID correctly, didn't I? Here, just, it's person details. I think that's what I misspelled. So here you can actually change a lot of the information for this person card right here in the playground instead of, you know, using something else.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to put my name there, my email address as well, and then give it a job title and then say, here's my person image where I found yesterday.
Which is a great squirrel right there. I love it.
MS graph maybe. And then another thing is right here you can also edit all the CSS in this section. And then here you can see like
so for all you CSS fans, not me, this is for you where you can muck with the CSS and
dark mode instance. Like you want
dark mode, for example. Best mode.
We have a couple other components. Tasks just connects to the to-do.
Oh, cool.
Microsoft to-do. Teams channel is a really cool one as well. The newest member of the Toolkit. Mm-hmm. Family mm-hmm. is where you can pick the teams that this person is connected to, and then mm-hmm. pick a channel that he's in, she or him is in, and then complete the workflow from there. So check out this playground. There's so many other examples here. Some of them are tied to different components. Some of them are individual, like this sample here in templating is also super cool. That shows you how to use data binding inside of our components. What are the templates that's available out there? And then what kind of, you know, if I go here, templating language that you can use by using double handlebars, binding events, and then adding HTML content inside of your div by providing the data props right there inside of the playground. So many good things in here.
This is so cool. I did not know this existed. I bet most of you didn't know it existed. And you didn't know it was so easy to use. And what a cool just sandbox to try out things and see how they work and see them work there right here in this box in real time.
Right.
Wow.
That was definitely something that we wanted to showcase. Another thing is all the documentations are actually connected directly to the components as well. So if you go to person card and then say, I wanted to see
the docs. Click docs. Yeah.
Yeah. So what are the available attributes that I can tweak in my HTML elements? Mm-hmm. What are the properties that I can use in my JavaScript code? Some of the handles or CSS custom properties that you can use in your CSS, like I showed before. Mm-hmm. So these are all preset. So super easy. So give it a try at mgt.dev.
I think this is fantastic, Beth. Thank you so much for showing us this.
Yeah, no problem. And then do you want me to show more code or we can talk about things?
Talk to me. Talk to me about your code. Okay.
So we have other things that I prepared as well. So for people out there who doesn't know what MGT is, mm-hmm. it works with all the popular web frameworks out there. It's very reusable. We decided to make it web components so that, you know, if you don't know any of the framework specific language, that you can just use your vanilla HTML and JavaScript. Mm-hmm. And like you see here, you already have the out of the box M365 experiences, because we actually use Fluent UI to build all of our components.
So So like, for whoever posted on Twitter, like, oh, Microsoft, you don't care about Fluent. We've literally written the open source tool in Fluent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So another thing that I could show you guys is here. I got two. One is about Presence API. The other one is about MGT React package. I think for the time being, you can pick one.
Beth, this is so cool. And we are, of course, out of time because we're looking at code and we can look at code all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you so much. Come back. Bring your face back. Bring your face back. Oh, we want to see you.
Sorry.
The bacon sign. Come back.
Here it is.
There you are. Okay, that is cool. I think you should do like a whole session on this and take questions from the audience. Like, what do you want to build? Let's build it together. That would be fun. Right? Like a co-creating with the audience type thing. That would be a fun thing. So you all should hit up Beth. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
Funny that you should ask. Yeah. There's a list of questions. I mean, the list of, what's it called? Links that I actually prepared here.
Oh, you did?
So if you want to see anything about Graph, go to graph.microsoft.com.
Okay.
graph.microsoft.com. And then if you want to learn more about MGT, you go to aka.ms/MGT. That's where our code base is, you can new features, bug report. We're very active there. So anything that you want, just let us know. If you want to look at MGT docs, go to aka.ms/MGT-docs. That's our documentation that's hosted on docs.microsoft.com. Okay. The playground that you just saw, very easy, MGT.dev. That's, you know, where you can connect to the sandbox right there. If you want to look at Stack Overflow questions that's related to MGT, then you can go to aka.ms/MGT-questions. Yep. All the questions there are tagged. Most of them are answered. If not, we're on it.
I love it.
Last one, but not least one, is we have a blog post series that's midway. Season one has just completed right before build. Mm-hmm. If you want to look at it, it's at aka.ms/MGT-LEP. It's short for a lap around the Microsoft Graph Toolkit.
Wow. Lap around the Microsoft Graph Toolkit. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
And then we're preparing to release season two starting June 1st, International Children's Day.
Love it. International Children's Day. Awesome. Thank you, Beth, so much for being here with us and audience. Some real world tips and tricks you can use right now. You saw how easy it was. She made a whole bunch of really, really cool looking stuff, even in dark mode, in like 5 seconds. So hit up Beth, check out the Graph Toolkit, go on Microsoft Learn, go to mgt.dev to experiment with what Beth just showed you. Awesome. Keep doing the build thing. We'll be right back. See you soon.